Jones, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 15, 1895. Dear Brother, I have received a letter from Brother Fulton, who has lately arrived in New Zealand, informing me that he has 2 rugs for me. I am disappointed that he has not more than this for me, for Sister Hall wrote me some time ago that 2 barrels of my goods had been sent from Battle Creek to the Pacific Press, and the goods were to be forwarded to me whenever anyone should come in this direction. No mention is made of the barrels of goods. Can you inform me in regard to this matter? I feel anxious about the barrels, as there were some valuable goods in them, and $4 freightage was paid in transporting them from Battle Creek to the Pacific Press. Sister Hall is anxious also in regard to these goods, and I would be glad if you could write me something definite about them. I am really troubled, for we have nothing which we care to lose. Losses in my good and property are multiplying. I left word with Brother Mills to send my 2 folding tables to me by the first one who came to Australia. I told him to pack them nicely in burlaps and forward them to the Pacific Press to be sent to me, that they might be placed under someone's care who was coming this way. I wish that I should receive them and be saved the cost of transportation. But 2 years have passed by, and several have arrived here from America, and the tables have not come. If these goods should be sent from Healdsburg to Oakland in safety, they could come here in safety. I requested May Walling to attend to this matter, but possibly she may think that there is plenty of time to prepare the things later. Then learns that someone is going on the boat, and the time is too short, and the things are forgotten. I cannot see how we can leave Australia, and I am not going to move away from this field. If the Lord indicates that it is my duty to be elsewhere, then I shall be ready to go. After delay, unrest, and perplexity, the board have decided to locate the school at Dora Creek, and active work will be the order of the day until the children are here. I am now here on a visit. Maud Camp and May Lacey are with me, taking lessons in dressmaking of Sister Rousseau. Willie is in Melbourne, attending an important meeting. He goes from Melbourne to New Zealand to attend the camp meeting and then returns to Sydney. This will occupy 3 months. We remain here 2 weeks and then return to Granville. We scarcely know what to do for money to carry forward the work. I have paid 1 brother £1 per week wages and $3 per week for his board. The Lord knows all about our situation. I now propose to give $100 to secure and pay laborers in this part of the field. We are liable to lose the workers we already have, for the treasury is so empty that we cannot draw upon it, and poverty increases. With love to yourself and family.